This is Shelley Koffler, KERA News. Wendy Davis, the Democratic candidate for governor, is releasing a memoir tomorrow that's already making headlines. In it, she reveals she had an abortion because the fetus had a severe brain defect, and she ended another pregnancy because the egg was fertilized outside the uterus and the fetus wouldn't survive. Sunday, at a Get Out the Vote rally in Dallas, Wendy Davis skipped over the abortion revelation that exploded on social media Friday night. She told a packed room of campaign volunteers her 370-page book, Forgetting to Be Afraid, is a personal memoir, not a political one. She alluded to the difficulties she details in the book, growing up in poverty, family turmoil, being a single, teenaged mom.
And I am proud of my entire life's journey, and I am proud to share it with Texans because I trust Texans to understand and see in my story someone who will fight for them, someone who is strong.
The senator who rocketed to fame for filibustering a bill that restricted abortion saved her first public comments about her own abortion for an exclusive ABC News interview. In an excerpt released to the media, Davis, a mother of two, tells Good Morning America's Robin Roberts that in 1996, she and her former husband, Jeff Davis, made a difficult decision. They decided to terminate the pregnancy of an unborn daughter who would have been born blind, deaf, and wasn't expected to survive.
Our baby had a severe brain abnormality. If she did survive to term, she likely would not survive delivery. And if she did survive delivery, she likely would be in a vegetative state. We knew that the most loving thing that we could do for our daughter was to say goodbye. Her name was Tate Elise Davis.
Davis's book says an indescribable blackness and grief followed the decision. She writes that 2 years earlier, she had terminated an ectopic pregnancy when the egg implanted in her fallopian tube, where the baby couldn't survive and her health was at risk. Davis's book says she became emotional, remembering her own terminated pregnancies during the abortion filibuster, but she decided that wasn't the time to talk about them. She didn't talk about them a month later, either, during an interview with KERA, when I asked her this question.
Did you ever personally consider an abortion? Would it ever have been something that you as a young woman would have thought about?
That is obviously a very deeply personal question. When I was 18 and expecting, I made a decision to have a beautiful child who I'm very proud to have raised.
Davis's Republican opponent, Greg Abbott, who is staunchly anti-abortion, responded to her disclosure by saying, "As a father, I grieve for the Davis family and for the loss of life." Davis's life story has always been a key part of her campaign and sometimes has overshadowed her other issues. For now, as she begins her book tour, her personal journey has once again taken center stage. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.